Jim Wells, brought to you by Destiny Fitness, It Nicks, Leonardsville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Store, Crunch Fitness, and Anytime Fitness Tipton Douglas. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we are here in the studio today, and it's been some beautiful weather.
It has. It'd be nice if it'd hold out to Easter.
I know, but it's not going to, is it, Jim?
Well, they say there's some rain coming. We'll see.
Yes, we'll see if it's going to rain because our grandchildren are coming, our kids are coming, and those little ones want to do an Easter egg hunt outside, and that's our tradition.
That's right. They have fun. We have fun. Everybody has fun.
Yeah, and it's exciting to see them get so excited about hunting those little Easter eggs, especially that youngest one, little Nat-Nat.
That's right.
That little red-headed thing. It's so cute. She's a doll baby.
She is.
We hope everyone has a great Easter as we come up on this season, and tomorrow is Good Friday. So we hope everyone goes to church on Sunday, enjoys family, Easter egg hunting, and enjoys a good church service on Easter Sunday.
That's right. Everyone remember, this holiday is more about, just a day off, and, this is a biggie.
It absolutely is. I don't know if y'all can see us Facebook Live or not, anybody out there. Something's going cuckoo with my phone, so I don't know if you can hear us or see us, but it's maybe if you can or can't, would you scroll up and tell us, please? Just send us a little message. But, Jim, we had an exciting this past weekend, Georgia. Here in Georgia, started our first NPC show, and they started off the season really, really big.
That's right, over in Columbus, Georgia.
And Roland Huff did a great job with the show, and we were very excited to be there. Of course, we were promoting NPC Night of the Gladiators, but Jim, they had a forum there with three huge IFBB Pro bodybuilders, and I was so impressed.
Yeah, that had to be certainly one of the highlights of the weekend.
I was, of course, Linda Murray, so gracious. She was on the panel. And of course, she was 8 times Miss Olympia. We had her on the show last week. For those of you who are listening by Facebook, 2 weeks ago, we had some technical difficulties. And I apologize that you couldn't hear her. But again, she was just a great person to be on the forum. She told her story. Not only was she on the panel, but so was Natalia. I can't say her last name, but Natalia is the Miss Olympic physique. And Buddy, she's got a physique.
Of course.
And she was absolutely phenomenal. And then beyond that was Derek Lunsford. And Jim, I was so impressed with him. I think you were too.
Right. It was just a joy to hear him talk about his journey, getting to where he is as an Olympia champion. And his story was very inspirational. He was just very personal about getting there and what it took, and some of the sacrifices and some of his goals. And, he really just opened up and got real, real personal about his story. And then after all of them actually did that, and then they opened it up to questions. And we had a little Q&A session, too. And I think everybody that was there and enjoyed that.
I think everybody enjoyed that. I was so impressed with him. We're having technical difficulty. We're trying to get it fixed. Sorry, I apologize. Derek Lunsford gave God all the credit for everything he did.
Yes, he did.
In bodybuilding. And that was so refreshing to see someone. And he didn't just do it once. He said it over and over again. And he even asked us to pray for him. And, as he begins this journey going back to the Mr. Olympia. And I was just floored. And, I have a regret there, Jim, because we should have just prayed for him right then and there.
Yeah, and we did tell him that we would pray for him, and we will, and
we will,
and have.
Right.
But yeah, probably should have done that right there with him on the spot.
It was just incredible, his testimony, and, what Because not everybody, even though they are Christians, a lot of people don't give God the glory for their success. But he definitely did, and he felt, he knew that that's where he, you know, he had gotten his strength and courage, and where, because he had a lot of trouble. He didn't just, it just all just didn't fall in his lap. And he got sick and was fighting some illnesses, some serious illnesses, a skin disease that was, they got bacteria in his skin. And I mean, he was just on some major medications. So I really have a lot of respect for Derek Lunsford because of that. And that was our first opportunity to meet him. And what a great guy. Well, tonight, Miss Lisa Dupree is going to be calling. And I want to give Rachel Payne the credit because this is one of her people that she knows from up in the Atlanta area. And Lisa is a health educator and a coach, Jim. And she's going to be talking about developing a motivational mindset. And that's a lot, you know, to change your mindset, to be motivated. So we're going to be talking about that tonight.
That's right. You'll find out how to get motivated and stay motivated. And don't look now, Maria, but if you look on Facebook, guess who's back? Charles Clark.
Charles Clark. Hello, Charles. We have missed you. So glad that you joined us again. Has it been a minute or what? Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been more than a minute. It's been several hours, days, weeks, and months. But welcome back, Charles. We have missed you a lot. Miss Amy Sutter, here at the end of the show, is going to call in, because, and rightfully so, because she is Miss what?
Mojo-tivation.
Miss Mojo-tivation herself. And that is what Mojo-tivation is all about, mindset. So we'll look forward to hearing from Amy here in just a little bit. But I want to send out a special get well to Pam Quick. Pam, if you're watching this, and I know you come on the air all the time, but Pam Quick is a good friend of mine, a Facebook friend. She's a bodybuilder. She works out hard, but she's been battling some serious health issues, and she's had several surgeries, and she just had another one. And we just wish you well, Pam. We love you. We're praying for you. And thank you for following us here on Fit Talk. But we just want to send you a big hugs and kisses and get well.
Amen to that.
And she's got some huge legs, Jim.
Yeah.
She's got some great legs. All right. Also, best wishes to Charlie Harper as she leaves us and is going to compete in the Miss Strawberry Pageant this weekend.
Yes. Good luck to her.
Good luck to Charlie Harper. She will also be traveling in June to Columbus, Georgia, to compete in the Miss Georgia pageant.
And she is currently the Miss Fitzgerald.
She is Miss Fitzgerald. And we actually did a little mock interview with her last night.
Right, right. And, you know, she was just so impressive.
She certainly was impressive. And, of course, Charlie's no stranger to the stage, whether it's pageantry, dancing, whatever. And you know, you got to have some kind of motivation to follow in those footsteps to be a pageant queen and to continue to do this. And then to go on to be to a stage like Miss Georgia and then possibly the Miss America. I mean, it just doesn't get any bigger than that.
You know, she's only 19 years old, but so mature. And, you know, she really has her head on straight. You know, she knows what her goals are. She keeps things in the right perspective. And, you know, she has career goals. She wants to be a forensic detective, forensic investigator.
Right. And that's kind of different for a female, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's very, very motivated. So we want to just give a big shout out to Charlie Harper. And, Jim, next week, an exciting event. I can't wait to come. Next Saturday, we're going to be right here in Valdosta, Georgia.
We're back here in Valdosta watching a competition. An athletic competition. We've seen it on TV, never seen one live. Tell them what it is, Maria.
It's the strongman competition put on by Dr. Jake Croft. Hometown young man, done well. And he is going to be doing a strongman competition. And he's, I understand there's going to be people from all over coming to compete, male as well as female. It's going to be exciting. over at the mall parking lot where they do the fair over there, and he'll have vendors and sponsors, and of course Fit Talk is going to be there to film to see this. I mean, these guys are picking up 300-pound bags and logs and steel balls. I mean, it's incredible to see. And I've been watching Jake. And Jim, he's a muscular guy, but he's not really big. And he picks up those things like it was nothing, like it's a toothpick, and throws them over his shoulder.
Well, when it comes to pound-for-pound strength, he's got that.
He definitely has that. So we are really looking forward. If you don't have anything to do next Saturday, I would like for y'all to come out and really support Jake and support this event here in Valdosta. I guess bring your own chair, sit out there, bring your little cooler of water and drinks maybe. And I think April the 15th, I think this is going to be a fun event.
Right. And Charles Clark, I think it's you can still get an entry form. It's not too late to enter that competition.
What about you, Jim? I try to sign you up for everything.
I knew you were going to. That's why I went ahead and just nominated Charles instead of me.
He nominated you to sign up, Charles, so I hope maybe you will come down here to Valdosta and sign up. Doesn't look like Jim's going to be signing up. So, NPC Night of the Gladiators, oh, my gosh, Jim, it is shaping up so, so well.
Yeah, and I know you've been working on this a while, pretty much since the day after last show.
Pretty much. And it's going to be at the UGA Center in Tifton, Georgia. We've also got some great vendors. Just got a new one today. This young lady is from Thomasville, and she makes protein bagels. Bagels that are good for you and healthy for you.
Protein bagels.
Yes.
Never had one.
No, neither have I.
And I would be willing to try one.
She's just a precious thing. She's also a wellness competitor.
Okay.
And I think she's a OCB wellness pro. So we're going to be glad to have her as one of our vendors. We've got some great new sponsors. Of course, Valdosta Health and Wellness is our title sponsor. Dr. Max Sims is also another title sponsor. We're so proud to have him. He'll also be our team doctor. So he'll be the team doctor for NPC Night of the Gladiators. So whether you are a vendor or whether you are a spectator or a competitor, we certainly encourage you to come to this event August the 26th in Tifton at the UGA Conference Center. And Mike, you're going to be there with us.
I will be, yeah, definitely. I'll be DJing for you all that day, so we'll keep it fun. It'll be a good time.
I think it will. So we're excited that Mike's going to be with us. This is the first show that he's going to be with us at, Jim. And right. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Absolutely.
And you will be our?
I will be the MC, the Master of Ceremonies.
That's correct.
All right. And Charles Clark is saying that he's always wanted to joust somebody from horseback. So, Dr. Croft's event, I don't think they have that particular event. NPC Night of the Gladiators, we don't have that, but maybe we should add that.
Well, he can come be a gladiator. We can put the gladiator helmet on him.
Okay, all right.
And give him an axe to see if he can.
A battle axe.
Battle axe to see. I don't. Will that suffice, Charles? I don't know.
An actual battle axe, not a two-legged female one.
No. No, an actual battle axe. Oh, disregard that, people. You know, ladies, please disregard that. We're going to take a commercial break, and I'll see if I can get Jim on board here.
Good luck with that.
For tonight's show. And Miss Lisa Dupree will be calling in shortly. So, Mike, take us to a commercial break so I can get Jim straight, okay? This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, we're going to be talking about motivation. So what does motivation mean?
Well, you know, just my own definition, shooting from the hip. It's having what you need, you know, inside of you to reach your goals. I mean, anybody can say, I want this, I want that, I want to, but, you know, do you really have it in you to get up, put forth the effort, make the commitment, and follow through?
You know, I think that's right. You know, in order to get motivated, you have to sometimes give up your old habits and learn some new ones.
It reminds me of a scene. You remember the movie Officer and a Gentleman with Richard Gere?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Lou Gossett Jr. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, Lou Gossett Jr.'s character, kind of in his face, you know, in all of them's face, you know, when they first arrive. And, you know, he's kind of getting on to him, says, you know, what are you doing here, boy? He said, I want to fly jets. And Lou Gossett Jr.'s character said, my grandmother wants to fly jets. Everybody wants to fly jets, you know. So what? Everybody don't get to do it. Everybody doesn't have enough motivation to follow through and do what you got to do.
And that movie, that's probably a great example, Jim. That movie, you know, in that movie, Richard Gere had to change his mindset. Because he wasn't quite right or ready to do what he needed to do to fly those jets.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, that's where it begins. You know, you said mindset, and that's where it begins. You know, it's a mental thing. You know, before you can do the physical, you know, assuming that your goal involves that, you got to get in the right mindset.
Well, Charles likes your shirt, Jim.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I just got this, and I've got a lot of compliments on it today. This is the first time I've worn it.
It's not a Tommy Hilfiger, I don't think.
It's some other guy. I can't read it. It's so small that I'd have to look down, and then I'm seeing it upside down. So
it's an Alex Kamen or something.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. But thank you, Charles.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, I know as a trainer all these years, I have often come across people, you know, that – I just, you know, they had enough motivation to come to the gym. Mm-hmm. They had enough motivation to pay me to train them. Mm-hmm. But then they would get there, and they weren't really that motivated. It was like they hated me and hated the gym, hated that they had to come there. And I'm thinking, you know, why did you do this? You know, but they just didn't really have the mindset to really follow through and do the work. Now, they had the mindset to hire me, and they had the mindset to enough money to pay me. But then when they got there, they just were half doing it. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, suffer from depression and mental health issues. And, you know, that can cause them not to be as motivated. I know I had a little bit of trouble with depression. All right, we're going to see who we have on the air. Who am I speaking with, caller?
Hello, this is Lisa Dupree.
Well, hello, Lisa. Hello, welcome to Fit Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, thank you. We're excited, too. We've just been talking a little bit about motivation. We gave them some information about you, but tell our listening audience just a little bit about your background, Lisa.
Yeah, so I have been in the health, fitness, and wellness industry for over 25 years now. I've been in a multitude of roles. I'm a health and fitness specialist. I've been a master trainer. I'm an educator and a health coach. So I work as an exercise physiologist, a National Diabetes Prevention Program lifestyle coach, and also a National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coach. So, you know, as a health coach, I help midlife professionals get out of stress-induced burnout so that they are fit and flourishing as they age. And as a health educator, I teach college students evidence-based approaches to health and how to apply them so that they create very supportive, healthy eating, exercise, sleeping, and stress coping habits, and they flourish in college.
Wow. You do a lot then, Lisa, don't you?
I do. I wear many hats, but I love it. I love it all. It's all important, and it all just brings me great joy.
Well, you know, I can hear your passion, and I've already heard it, and you know, we've talked, and you know, I already knew that about you. You know, you have to be passionate about what you do and what you believe in. Mm-hmm. Like yourself, you know, I've been in this industry 45 years. Of course, I've been wearing a different hat than you, but I think what you're doing is so important because everything starts in our mind, does it not?
It does. Yes. So many things can either, you know, go forward, or you can get stuck, depending on how you look at things and how you approach it, how you make those decisions. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you would go about helping someone who was in a rut or stuck. Now, I have a couple of friends. They're all older. You know, we're in our late 50s and early 60s. And, you know, they've gone through menopause. And, you know, I hear their same story every day. I need to lose this weight. I need to go to the gym. I'm tired. I'm this. I'm that. I have hypothyroidism. You know, just on and on and I could go on. But sometimes I don't know what to say to them, you know, other than just get up and go to the gym, you know, get up and come work out with me. You know? And I don't think that's the right approach. So what can we do? What can we say to people that to help them get motivated?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that the approach of like, just do it. It can work sometimes. It can help somebody, you know, kind of get over that, the initial hump, but to be able to really, you know, make significant changes and be consistent, you really just need to look at kind of how you think about whatever it is that you are wanting to do or whatever your kind of like big challenge or problem is, and work with your mindset and really develop a mindset around whatever it is that you might be hoping for as an outcome.
That's a lot to digest right there.
Yes.
I mean, it really is. I mean, you know, so what if someone's depressed, Lisa? What if they have some mental health issues that might be stopping them from being motivated? A chemical imbalance, even.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as a health coach, I don't diagnose, I don't prescribe, I don't treat, but I work with individuals that maybe are going through some depression or, you know, especially when I work with individuals who are in burnout. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between burnout and depression. So just really being honest with, like, what are you feeling? What is going on? How are you, like, reacting to certain situations? Is it different than before? And then really, if somebody is depressed, like, it's always advisable to go and get evaluated and get the resources that you need to be able to deal with, say, a chemical imbalance or something like that. So, as a health coach, you definitely want to make sure that we are keeping that top of mind and making sure that, you know, somebody's getting the mental health resources that they need so that they can kind of make sure that they're dealing with that and then able to move on. Because sometimes if you're depressed or, like, really, really burnt out, it's going to be hard to make those changes. You just don't have, like, the gas in your tank anymore to kind of, propel yourself forward. So being honest with what that looks like for you and noticing it, become aware, and don't be shy about reaching out and getting the help. There's lots of different health professionals out there. There's lots of different medications. There's lots of different strategies that don't involve medication that can actually be very beneficial to help people that are struggling with mental health.
You know, I was thinking, Lisa, about what you do professionally. And, you know, mm-hmm. you are an educator, you're a health coach. And then, you know, you and I and Maria, we all have something in common. You know, as I've been an educator and a coach and an educational administrator, and Maria's been a trainer and so on. And mm-hmm. not only do we have to motivate ourselves, we have to motivate others. That's been mm-hmm. our job, to motivate others.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. and, you know, even though that's our job, there has to be at least a little something inside them, right, to want to do that. What do they say mm-hmm. about you going to lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink? And it's kind of like that. It's not that tough to train someone, you know, as a trainer, for example, who's mm-hmm. all comes in the door and they don't know anything. They don't know anything about techniques, strategies, reps, anything, but they're motivated. That's pretty easy. You know, they're very coachable, that person. But mm-hmm. the person who's there, you know, because someone else suggested they be there, you know, they don't really want to be there. That person's hard to train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're hard to train and get motivated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's different types of motivation. So it helps to be able to recognize in clients, in students, in people that are coming to you for guidance or advice or, you know, help, training in whatever way. It helps to be able to really recognize, like, where is their motivation coming from? So there's different types. Like, motivation, it exists on a continuum. I like to think of it as a continuum. So if you start on, like, one end of the continuum, that is, like, amotivated or not at all motivated. So somebody who is, like, not going to do whatever, you know, somebody thinks they should do. So they just don't have the desire. They don't have that flame you were just mentioning or that kind of spark to be able to do it. And then, you know, if you're moving along the continuum, it can move on into extrinsic motivation. And that is being motivated by external factors that are outside of yourself. Like you mentioned, like somebody saying, like wanting you to come in and do some training, something that you're going to earn a reward for or get approval from others, or even like you're going to avoid a negative punishment or a negative outcome by doing whatever it is, like getting active or something like that, if that's, you know, if you're exercising. So that's an extrinsically motivated person. And then from there, you know, it can move into intrinsic motivation. And that intrinsic motivation is really that sweet spot. That's where we really ideally want people to be. Because these people are really motivated because it's personally important to them. It's rewarding to engage in whatever that behavior is. There's meaning to it, and they get personal satisfaction and enjoyment out of it. So that's where kind of developing that motivational mindset allows you to kind of be more self-motivated, and it ties into that more intrinsic end of the continuum. And so that's where we want to help people get to. And you can get moving, you know, if you're extrinsically motivated. That's sometimes it's helpful. Sometimes, you know, somebody nagging you, a loved one saying that they're concerned for your health or, you know, or something, or you get an incentive, like, at work. Like, I know for the diabetes prevention program, like, employees that go through that where I work and teach, they get a monetary incentive for going through the program. So that'll get them in the program. But then they have to find something that's really meaningful and connect with their own values and connect with their own priorities to be able to really get the most out of it and continue and get the outcomes that they are wanting to see for you know, their efforts. Yeah.
And sometimes when they jump on board with whatever the program is, you know, and they start having some small successes, that motivates them, right? And then that goes from external to internal because they enjoy those small successes.
Yes, yes. That is so, so important. So as an example, I can an example of a client of mine, and a woman in her 50s, and she kind of self-identified as a non-exerciser. She'd really never been into exercise at all, just didn't enjoy it. And for the last couple of years, her doctor had been saying she really needed to get more active. You know, she needed to exercise a little bit more for her health. But she was really on that amotivated part of the spectrum. She just was not motivated to do it. And she ended up seeking out the support of a health coach when her daughter had announced that she was going to have a child. And this woman was kind of a grandmother. And her daughter really wanted her to come and stay for several weeks after the baby was born to really help out. And so that was her strong external motivator. So now she had a very strong extrinsic motivator now. So she ended up setting a goal to get in better shape by walking and, like, going to the gym, starting at, like, one time a week. And in the beginning, she would only go to the gym or out for a walk, like, if her friends were, like, dragging her. And so she was still, like, in that not necessarily self-motivated. She had that motivational mindset. She was still, like, in that intrinsic space. But after about 3 months, she had seen some changes. She liked the way it made her feel. She had more energy. She felt less mood swings, and they were less intense. She was sleeping better. And, you know, for women in their 50s, these are significant issues for some. And so she realized that all this was happening for her, and now she is in, you know, going to the gym on her own. And she's even thinking about signing up for, like, a 5K walking event. So she's really moved along that continuum by having those small wins, starting out with that extrinsic motivation, but then tapping into her intrinsic motivators so that she's able to kind of have, like, a better mindset around what she's able to do, and it fits in with her values and things that are a priority for her.
You're right, and we want to welcome some people to Facebook Live. Bonnie Amore, Zoe Dean, Ron Heath, and Janet Sumner, thank you for joining us.
We are talking with Miss Lisa Dupree. And Lisa, what city do you live in?
I am in Atlanta, Georgia.
You're in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, one of the things that I've noticed about people from time to time is they'll get motivated for a wedding. And I'm primarily talking about people who are trying to get in shape. They want to lose some pounds. And then they'll get in there and they'll work out for 2 or 3 months for their daughter's getting married or they're getting married. And then once that event passes, then it's, you know, then they revert back. You know, how can we help people, especially in the fitness industry, to not do that? How can we help them to stay?
Those backsliders.
Those backsliders, yeah. You know, what can be done about that? You know, people that are motivated for some things, and once they reach that goal or once that event passes, then they backslide.
Yes, yes. I'm so glad you asked that. That's so funny. I just this month, I have a podcast, Midlife Mojo, and my last episode that I just published was What to Do When You Slip Up. So that is a very fitting question because it happens, right?
It does.
So if you're, yeah, so if you've been extrinsically motivated, like a wedding or something like that, and then that wedding passes, well, that motivator is no longer there. And so trying to help people figure out kind of how does this align with their larger values? What is the value of it? How does it fit in with their overall like life goals and who they want to be and who they want to show up as? Not just, you know, being able to get into a specific dress for a wedding, which is all like, that's a great motivator for a lot of people. It gets you moving, but to continue on, you know, finding out what those things are. Because if somebody's been exercising and really making progress for several months and they hit their goal and then all of a sudden they're like, all right, that's my goal. Like, you do tend to backslide because even if you have been like really consistent, which is really the key for hitting that goal, you may have been somewhat restrictive or, you know, just super focused. And so then you start slipping back or like going into relapse. And one of the things that I talked about in the podcast episode is that relapse, when people are trying to make a change, a long-term sustainable change, that relapse is usually a normal occurrence. It happens in change. And so kind of normalizing that, but not being shamed about it, not feeling guilty, but then kind of looking at the situation as like, okay, what is another small goal that I can continue to work for? What is important to me now that I've made these changes and I've seen changes in my body? I've, you know, connect with those changes in your, you know, how you feel, your emotional state, that kind of thing. So really connect with them and be able to look at it as, okay, what's the next step? And how do I go forward here, but not like, you know, trying to do a whole overhaul again or stay super restrictive. Those are some things that can kind of help. But really normalizing that you just cycle back and through that motivation continuum and being able to really connect with the values that you have and what's important to you.
Well, I think that, you know, that I'm a short-term goal person. Mm-hmm. And I like those little short-term goals. Now, I can see the big goal out there, but I like to be able to see something happen in an hour after I clean my bathroom or clean my bedroom. You know, that's yes. Exciting to me. But if I start focusing on the whole house, you know, then that's overwhelming. And I think that's the way it is for a lot of people. You know, mm-hmm. if they start thinking, oh, I've got to do this my whole life. You know, I can't do, you know, but if they... You know, and then they have to make another little small goal and another one. And that's just the way I have to do it. That's what mm-hmm. motivates me is to get finished with the first small goal and then move on to the next one.
And you right. Know, yeah. It's like, you know, how do you eat the elephant? Like right. one bite right. at a time, right?
Right. Right. And, you know, if you get in a rut and you feel like, oh, I'm not making any progress. And, you know, that can affect your motivation, obviously. But, you know, let's say you're doing weight training, for example. You know, probably a good idea to keep a journal. And when you start feeling like, oh, I'm not making any progress, flip back in that journal to a year ago and say, oh, I was only lifting this much then. Look, you know, look how much I've increased, you know, my strength, my reps, you know, or if you're walking, look at the distance or the time, you know, 1 year ago, 2 years ago versus now. And, you know, you'll remind yourself that, hey, you know, I really am making progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that idea. One strategy that I've been kind of playing around with lately is a consistency calendar. And so it's really interesting that if you've been in the habit of something and you're marking it off, you're like ticking off like every time you work out or every time you go and like do you know, one of the steps that you're going to do. Like if you like I meal planned or I ate. You know, I ate all my protein for today. You know, you start ticking those days off on a calendar, and then sometimes it's really motivating to be able to look it back at a whole month and be like, wow, look at all those marks. I was like, okay, this is worth it. This makes sense to me. This is, you know, even if you miss a day or two, you know, sometimes we start getting into that mindset of like, I'm not supposed to make any mistakes. You know, I'm not supposed to skip a day. You know, if I do, I've just like blown it all and I have to start over from square one. And so, you know, kind of being able to see like that journal, being able to have those small steps, being able to see how consistent you've been can really help with that mindset and to keep you going. Or if you kind of stall, it's easier to get back on track, so to speak, if you stall a little bit with that.
Lisa, this is, you know, I've been working out since I was 14 years old, and I used to keep journals, and I had a whole gym bag full of journals. I mean, I probably had 12 or 15 journals of every weight
wow.
that I ever picked up in my life. And, you know, and I continued to do that up until just a couple, 3 years ago. And I guess it's because I got sick and had 5 brain surgeries. And so I've been coming back. Mm-hmm. But Jim now keeps a journal. You know, I don't keep it as much because I'm motivated. I go to the gym. I know what I'm doing. I, you know, but it took me a while to get back that mindset, didn't it, Jim? And Jim had to help me and encourage me to go and you know, did you go to the gym today? You know, and that's what we do as a couple. You know, I say, how was your work? Because he goes in the morning time early, and I go a little bit later on in the morning time. I don't go at 5:30 or 6 o'clock like he does. So, you know, but that encourages me to have some family member or a friend or anybody to encourage you, you know, helps me to be motivated. Helps me also to be accountable.
Yes, that accountability partner is, I think, one of the biggest things for having a consistent, it's consistent. So, and also that accountability partner, if they are your, like, partner in life, your intimate partner, that can be very, very powerful, especially if it's a supportive environment and you're there to support that other person. And being able to kind of keep that top of mind and like, hey, it's okay for you to take this time to go and work out. It's okay, like, for you to, you know, make time to do this instead of, you know, like having dinner at this specific time every night. It's like, it's okay to go and work out. And so if you have that acceptance and that support from people that you are surrounding yourself with, it makes a huge difference. So definitely creating that support system to where, you know, when you feel like you're not as motivated or maybe, you know, you're like thinking like, oh, I just really don't want to do it today. I'm not feeling it. You know, having that support system around to kind of, you know, bolster you up and like help you like get out the door is valuable.
Well, I also like the reward system. Because, you know, I just get so excited. And to me, a small reward is I make lists every day. And I like to scratch off that list. If I go to the post office and get those stamps like I said I was going to do, I scratch it off. And when I get home in the evening, you know, this is my ADHD self, Lisa. Okay, you don't know me that well, but maybe you will by the time the show is over. You know, I like that look, you know, and then those little rewards for things that I do that I stay motivated. I'm trying to stay on my fitness pal right now, you know, make sure I get that protein in. So, you know, that's exciting to me, you know, when I do those things. And, you know, I think a lot of people need that. You know, they need that to keep them motivated and keep them focused on the day's activities, whatever it is, whether it's work, whether it's working out, whether it's, you know, their quiet time, or maybe some of them are writers or they need to spend time writing, you know, whatever it is. I think those little rewards help too.
Absolutely. I like to kind of think about it as taking a two-pronged approach too, like a head-centered approach and coupling that with a heart-centered approach to be able to like really keep that motivation fire burning. Like that head-centered approach is some of the strategies you're talking about that involves like that, the logic, the data, the kind of the process. It's more process-oriented. It's more like that planning, the action steps, the how, and being able to like cross those things off as you do them. And then that heart-centered approach is really connecting with more of that kind of emotion or feeling that calls forth, like, what is the purpose of this? Like, for my exercise, like, why is this important to me? And then being able to kind of peel the onion, so to speak, and go, well, like, why is that important to me? So for exercising, like, well, I want to, you know, like your example of, like, for a wedding, I want to fit into this dress. Well, why is that important to me? Because I want to, you know, be there for my child as they're, like, having this great big, you know, event and important landmark in their life. And then, like, why is that important? Because family's important. Well, why is that important? Because, you know, I want to see my grandchildren grow up or something like that. So kind of peeling back those onions of that why, to really get down to something that you feel really connected with, that moves you, that's deeply important to you. And then think, go, you know, circle back to that, like, how of that head-centered approach with these really specific strategies. And when you couple those two approaches together, it can be really powerful, because you have all the pieces that you need and you're just kind of aligning them in a way that makes sense for you as an individual, given where you are in your life.
I just want to look better than Jim, Lisa.
She's been doing that for a while.
Oh, and it's getting so right. Hard in our 60s. Even Jim's struggling. We're going to the gym and killing ourselves. We're motivated, but just trying to break the monotony. But it's now used to. I used to tell my clients it's 21. It'll take you 21 days to change a habit, to take an old habit and make it a new one. You know, hang in here with me for 3 weeks is what I would tell them. But now I think the rule of thumb is like two. It takes 2 months to develop a new habit. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I do think it takes more. I think 3 weeks sounds more doable for somebody just starting. However, to really be able to, like, make something a habit and be able to fit it into your life and make space for it, I think it takes, you know, a good 8 weeks. Depending on what it is, it may take a little bit longer. And also, like, being able to stack that habit onto something else that you already do can help with that and make it cement. But I do think it takes a few weeks for sure. To be able to kind of figure things out and be like, oh, okay. It's like you gain momentum, you know? And once you start doing it, then it just becomes easier. Like stopping work at 5 o'clock and I go to the gym after work. So I've, you know, finally gotten in the habit of, like, I mark it out on my calendar, because if I don't, somebody's going to schedule something there. But now if I'm not done at 5 o'clock or whatever, and I'm not off to the gym on the days I'm supposed to go, it doesn't feel right anymore. But it took me a while to get there.
Right. You get to that point where you actually feel bad when you miss
when
a
you
session.
Miss, when you don't go.
Of whatever it is. You're running, you're lifting, whatever, you know, whatever it is.
Well, Lisa, we've got a couple more minutes, about 3 more minutes. So summarize for our listeners, you know, what it is they can do to start, to get motivated, to stay motivated, and what they can do if they backslide.
So first thing to think about is, when you're looking at your motivation, is like, where is it coming from? Mm-hmm. And like, is this really important enough for me to make the time for it? Because we all have multiple responsibilities. And if you think about it, we all wear a lot of different hats and we have a lot of, you know, things that we've got to get done every day. So is this really important to me? And if it, like, use a scale of, I love to use these rulers, like a 1 to 10 scale, like, how important is this for me right now to start this? And if it's like a, you know, on a 1 to 10 scale of 1 being not at all important and 10 being like, this is the most important thing in the world. Like, if it's on that 4 or 5 range, then it's like, well, ask yourself, what can I do to, like, bump it up one number? And so that can help, that helps you find your motivation. That helps bring to light the importance of it. And then thinking about kind of, you know, how confident are you? And then again, if it's like lower on that scale, like, okay, what's my most logical next step to bring up that confidence? And then that can help bring into that, it ties into the importance too. So once you have it important, if it's an important level of like 6, 7, 8 or above, like you're pretty good to go for at least taking, you know, the first few steps and getting into some action to kind of build that motivation.
Well, we've got some great listeners that have been listening, and one of the comments says, "What a just listening to your show today has been so motivational." So, Lisa, you have achieved your goal today, and we've had several comments Facebook Live.
Yes, Charles shares his motivation. He says he's flying out to San Diego soon, and he doesn't want to be confused for a manatee when he's on the beach.
This is one of our regular listeners, and he's a funny guy. We love Charles Clark. I want to thank Gail Hargett for joining us today. Gail hasn't been with us before, Jim, I don't think so. And Bonnie and Moore, thank you for all your great comments. And Charles, thank you for keeping us laughing. Well, Lisa, thank you for joining us today here on Fit Talk Radio. The time just goes by so fast, doesn't it?
It does. I cannot believe it has gone by so fast.
And we've talked for over 30 minutes now. So, but listen, I hope you will be back and call us again, Lisa, and thank you for all your input today.
Oh, thank you so much. It has been a true pleasure talking with you.
Well, it's been a true pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. That was Lisa Dupree and from Atlanta, Georgia. And I think we have... we have Miss Mojo Devation herself on the line, I believe.
Is this Amy Sutter?
Hey, yes, you do.
All
happy
right.
Evening to you.
Happy Good Friday Eve. How about that?
That's right. That's right. Exactly. And hey, what a lot of good stuff that y'all been covering so far. Good things are
right up your alley.
Loving it.
We had to have you today, and sorry I was late reaching out to you. I meant to earlier.
No.
But, I mean, your handle is Mojotivation. I mean.
That's right.
I mean, and listen, we have said this about you over and over, but you talk about a positive mindset, a motivated mindset, a happy mindset. I mean, you're just you might as well just be sunshine, Miss Amy.
You are too kind. I appreciate that. And I don't ever take your word lightly. So thank you so much. I consider that a very humbling and well-received compliment. So thank you so much for that kind words that you've said. Just to jump right in here and piggyback really off of what all the great stuff y'all have been talking about, my perspective on motivation, I've always believed, and it kind of goes to the phrase we hear, you're talking about something, they're so self-motivated, or self-motivated. Usually it's self that goes along and piggybacks with motivation, self-motivation. Because at the end of the day, it's yourself that's going to get you to move, and that part of yourself is your mind and your mindset, and wherever it's set, your body and your soul is going to follow. So I believe that what's great about our life stories, each of us and our different strengths that we've been given and what we're doing in our own lives, I believe that those aspects of our life are what inspire others to want to be able to achieve, or to give them that self-belief that, hey, if Maria or Jim could achieve that, then so could I, right? So I believe that we inspire others, which then helps them with their self-motivation. Because motivation, the key to that word is move. And it takes our own self to move. And even if you just get to the science of it, our brain, central nervous system, right, is controlled by the brain. The body can't even begin to move if our brain doesn't think about it first. So,
right.
Again, that is the core to everything we are ever going to do. It's however our mind is set. And Zig Ziglar, who's one of the greatest motivational speakers of all time.
I
love what he has to say. He's like, motivation is like bathing. You need to do it and practice it daily. We all appreciate it if you would do that daily. But also, Henry Ford, he said, whether you say you can or you can't, you're right. Mm-hmm. So that speaks directly to mindset. But that also speaks to self-belief. So if you have to, A, have a big enough why, I think y'all touched on that, why does this matter? Why is this important? And you have to have seven layers of it. She talked about peeling back the onion. That is so true. You can't just say, well, this is why. No, you have to get real deep. You have to dig deep. Because if you do not have a big enough why, you are not going to continually be motivated based on that daily need for it, right? When it becomes a day where it's raining cats and dogs and it's 0 dark 30, but you're supposed to get up and go train at the gym, if your why is not big enough, guess what you're going to do? You're going to hit snooze and you're going to roll over. You know, you're going to come up with reasons that inhibit you or become hurdles to getting to the goal you said that you wanted to achieve. So you have to have a big enough why and the seven layers deep of it. And back to what you were saying, Maria, about breaking it down. I talk about the overwhelmer. If you try to conquer the whole mountain in one go, you know, it ain't going to happen. The only way that happens is that you got a friend with a helicopter who's going to drop you on the top of the mountain, you know. Otherwise, yeah, you're climbing one step at a time. You know what I'm saying? So I face these things too. You know, you may think that you see all these positive vibes and that I'm motivated to all these things. But believe me, I have to have conferences daily with me, myself, and I. And within this world that's ever-changing and the different things that try to peek up and put anxiety in our lives, mm-hmm, I'm fighting it too. And I have to practice these things daily for my own Sutter Girl self to sometimes be able to get out of bed. And that may sound just mind-blowing, but I too have moments where it's like, okay, Lord, you've woken me up, and I know I'm here, and I'm still supposed to be doing something, but I'm relying on your strength today to help me get up and take this next step and give me the courage and the different things that are going to be that I can put in this mind you've given me to keep me moving forward. So it's a real big deal. It really is.
It is. I mean, Amy, you know, the last 4 years I've been coming back from this brain surgery, and Jim saw me. April the 11th will be 4 years ago I had my first brain surgery.
And
I didn't think I was going to come back from that. I don't think Jim thought I was going to come back, Amy. And I had setback after setback after setback. So much so that, you know, I went ahead and got Social Security at 62, and I did not work anymore. I did not train anybody. I didn't do anything, any real work, you know. Until recently, and I trained my first client in 4 years last week. But I
praise the Lord.
I think it was a mindset that I had. Now, am I going to train 30 people a week now? No, I'm not. You know, those days are gone for me. But the few people that have been asking me and begging me, and, you know, I had to get my mind right for that. Now, I had to, there were some other things I had to get right too. I mean, I had to feel better. I had to do, you know, I had to take care of myself and get well mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. I had to get back right. But, I mean, Jim, you can weigh in on that. I know you, because he's seen me up and down, talk about couldn't get out of bed. I mean, there was days and weeks, Jim, when I stayed in my pajamas. I mean, all day long. You know, I could not get, I would see the dirty dishes in the sink, Amy, and I could not get up to wash them. I would sit there. And I knew that I needed to wash them, but I just couldn't do it. You know, I just kept sitting there.
And it was a variety of factors. It's, you know, some days I believe she was mentally motivated, but sometimes literally it was just a physical problem. I mean, you know, she's still dealing with some side effects and some issues because of all the surgeries. But, you know, I will hand it to her. I mean, you know, she has gone through a lot, and she's just a very strong person. And, you know, even though there are days, some days are worse than others, but all in all, you know, she stayed strong, and she's really pushed through to get back to where she is now.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm a lot more motivated. And My good friend Dina Harper said, "Oh, Maria, you were so motivated. You know, I just feel bad around you now."
But you know, she has some great reasons to be motivated. You know, I know that she loves her family and she wants to have quality of life, not only longevity but quality of life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I want to say hello to Carol Montgomery. Good to see y'all. We've got about 30 seconds left. You want to summarize real quick, Amy, before we go off the air?
Basically, you've got to get the mindset, if you really want to go after something and achieve it, no matter what. Because there's going to be adversity that comes your way. And that's really a good sign that you're on the right track. It's not the greatest way to figure out you're on the right track, but it's no matter what. You'll figure out a different way to pivot and still get around whatever that hurdle might be to still make forward progress to get to whatever it is you're trying to attain.
Amy, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you and love you.
I love y'all, too. Thank you so much for having me. Y'all have a great night. Happy Easter.
You too, Amy.
What a great girl.
Yes, yes.
Love that, Amy Sutter.
And listen, I see where Charles Clark says later, everybody. But, Charles, if you're still on there, congratulations. Everybody, Charles has lost 15 pounds, and he says he's done that through power walking, intermittent fasting, and apple cider vinegar. So congratulations, Charles.
And Ms. Melba, thank you for joining us today. Yeah, I heard that apple cider vinegar is, and we'll be talking about that. We need to talk about that one day soon.
That'll be another show
topic. That'll be another show topic. But thank y'all for joining us today, Facebook Live and live on the radio. And
everybody, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Bye-bye now.